Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night in Israel is calm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening to be out. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. has launched powerful strikes against Iran after Iran fired on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, according to CENTCOM. This news comes from JNS, just in. Also, a dispute over water supply between Israel and Jordan has escalated tensions. Ynet reports that this is due to criticism over Israel allegedly using water as leverage. This was earlier today. Also this hour, reports from Iran state that explosions occurred on Keshm Island and in Bandar Abbas due to U.S. attacks. Israel Hayom noted this earlier today. Separately, day 4 of the funeral ceremony for the Ayatollah is underway in Qom, Iran. The U.S. accuses Iran of firing missiles at commercial ships, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Hamas has dissolved its government in Gaza, with a new peace board watching closely. The Australian Jewish News reported this development earlier. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. has revoked Iran's oil sanctions waiver following the tanker attacks. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, reported just now that the U.S. military confirmed a series of powerful strikes on Iran as a response to the attacks in Hormuz. AMK Mapping, known for conflict footage, shared video just 30 minutes ago showing U.S. airstrikes on Bandar Abbas in Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with U.S.-Iran tensions, the U.S. military confirmed it launched attacks on Iranian targets following missile attacks on commercial ships. CENTCOM described Iran's actions as a clear violation of the ceasefire. This escalation could further strain relations in the region and impact global shipping routes. Turning to the Israel-Jordan water dispute, tensions have risen due to a disagreement over water supply agreements. Critics argue Israel is using water as a political tool. Despite Jordan's role in regional security, this disagreement could affect diplomatic relations. Ynet provided the details earlier today. Meanwhile, explosions reported in Iran's southern regions are linked to U.S. military strikes. These actions are part of the U.S. response to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. As noted by Israel Hayom, this development might lead to increased instability in the area. Separately, the ongoing funeral of the Ayatollah in Iran continues amid accusations of missile attacks by Iran. The U.S. claims 2 commercial ships suffered damage. According to I-24 News from earlier today, this could heighten tensions between the U.S. and Iran during a sensitive period. Finally, Hamas's dissolution of its Gaza government is seen by some as a strategic move. A peace board plans to evaluate progress by actions, not words. This change could influence future peace negotiations with Israel. The Australian Jewish News noted this development from earlier today. On the economic front, first. Andreessen Horowitz has made significant gains after purchasing shares in Navan. Following a stock collapse, the travel company's shares have nearly doubled. CTech reported this 11 hours ago. Separately, Microsoft plans to lay off 3,200 employees as part of a major shakeup in its Xbox division. This move aims to enhance profitability and streamline operations. The report comes from Israel Hayom Business 17 hours ago. And finally, construction costs in central Tel Aviv are rising steeply. The Real Estate Appraisers Association in Israel provided a new estimate for June 2026. Globes covered this 35 hours ago. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.